Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inaako ni Pangulong Donald Trump ng Estados Unidos ang kredito sa darating na pag-uusap sa pagitan ng North at South Korea at nagsabi na siya ay bukas sa pakikipag-usap kay Kim Jong-un ng North Korea gamit ang telepono. Ang pagpupulong sa pagitan ng North at South Korea na nakahanda na para sa hanggan ng barangay o border village ng Panmunjom sa Martes o ngayong araw ang pinakauna sa mataas na antas na inter-Korea na dialogo sa higit ng 2 taon. Narito ang ulat ni Biwa Kwan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Kasama sa agenda ang pakikipagkooperasyon para sa Winter Olympics na gaganapin sa South Korea sa susunod na buwan. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita mula sa Unification Ministry ng South Korea na si Baek Tae-yoon, ang ibang mga issue hinggil sa pareho o mutual na interest ay pag-uusapan din.
The two sides decided to discuss working level issues for the talks by exchanging documents. Regarding the agenda, both sides will discuss the Winter Olympics as well as ways to improve ties between South and North Korea.
Nagpadala ang North Korea ng kanilang kumpirmasyon sa pamamagitan ng fax. 2 araw matapos ang 2 bansa ay muling binuksan ang matagal nang nakasarang border hotline. Ayon naman sa tagapagsalita ni Kim Jong-un na si Ri Song-won, ang pinuno ng North Korea ay umaasa na mapabuti ang relasyon sa pagitan ng 2 bansa.
특히 일종의 어른 북남 관계 개선 문제가.
He stressed that the issue of improving North-South relations in accordance with the hopes of all Korean people entirely depends on how the North Korean and South Korean governments responsibly deal with it. In accordance with the will of our leadership, we'll closely communicate with South Korea in a sincere and careful manner and discuss practical matters regarding sending our delegation to the Winter Olympics.
Lumabas ang desisyon matapos na sumang-ayon ang Estados Unidos sa hiling mula sa South Korea na pansamantalang tigilin ang joint military exercises noong nakaraang Winter Olympics. Inako naman ng Pangulo ng Estados Unidos na si Donald Trump ang kredito sa darating na pag-uusap at nagsabing nakatanggap siya ng personal na pasasalamat mula sa Pangulo ng South Korea na si Moon Jae-in.
I hope it works out. I very much want to see it work out between the two countries. I'd like to see them getting involved in the Olympics and maybe things go from there. So I'm behind that 100%. He actually thanked me. He said, and a lot of people have written that without my rhetoric and without my tough stance, and it's not just a stance. I mean, this is what has to be done, if it has to be done. That they wouldn't be talking about Olympics, that they wouldn't be talking right now.
Ayon din kay Trump, siya ay bukas sa pakikipag-usap sa telepono kasama si Kim Jong-un, ngunit hindi sa walang kondisyon. Ayon sa ministro sa ugnayang panlabas ng China, tinatanggap nito at sinusuportahan ang konkretong mga pagsisika para mapabuti ang ugnayan sa peninsula ng Korea. Noong 2017, ang mga tensyon sa rehiyon ay tumaas matapos na ang North Korea ay nag-flight test ng higit sa 20 ballistic missiles. Kinabibilangan ito ng 2 intercontinental ballistic missiles na sa tingin nito ay makakaabot sa Estados Unidos dala-dala ang nuclear payload. Ayon naman sa ministro sa ugnayang panlabas ng China na si Geng Shuang, ang pag-uusap ay makakatulong sa pagpapabuti ng sitwasyon sa peninsula.
It is certainly a good thing. We hope all related parties will take the opportunity of the Winter Olympics to meet each other halfway and make concrete efforts to alleviate the strained situation and bring the issue back to the correct track of peaceful settlement through dialogue and consultation.
Sinabi ng isang North Korean analyst mula sa Australian National University na si Dr. Leonid Petrov na ang North Korea at South Korea ay maraming dapat na pag-usapan.
There's definitely more to discuss the Korean economic cooperation. We know that the number of zones of cooperation were closed in the last decade. The Kumgansan tourist resort, which facilitated the reunions of separated families after the Korean War was shut down, and potentially they can discuss the resumption of this cooperation. The Kisong Industrial Park, where 50,000 North Korean workers in the joint ventures that was supervised by 1,000 South Korean managers. So this cooperation also was shut down 2 years ago after North Korea tested another nuclear device. So I believe this opportunity would open the window for potential resumption of cooperation between North and South, because at the moment it's simply zero.
Ayon sa kanya, si Kim Jong-un ay tinitingnan na i-capitalize ang oportunidad.
So for North Korea, it potentially is a lifeline for survival of the regime, but also the prospect for the Korean people to live a better life and trade and cooperate, produce more, learn more about the world, visit the Winter Olympic Games, meet their brothers and sisters, and resume the inter-Korean cooperation. And potentially this sooner or later would lead to peace on the Korean Peninsula. And if there is peace, there's no need for weapons of mass destruction or intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.